Diary, June 1898. Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia, June 1st to 29th, 1898. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. We attended morning meeting Wednesday in the church building. We had not a large number out, but we felt, yes, we knew, that one was in our midst, and that to bless. Nearly all bore their testimony and expressed themselves as understanding better the science of faith. W.C. White and his mother take the lead in these meetings, and we have enjoyed them. We have made the most earnest efforts to make these meetings what they should be. Wednesday. Notices were sent around in every place about here. W.C. White and Father Lacey went themselves to give everyone notice. We had an excellent audience. The school all came to the meetings, and many outsiders were present. There was singing led by Brother Herbert Lacey, prayer by Brother Hughes. Then I read very important matter in regard to the duties of parents to their children and the children to their parents. One man, a stranger to us, named Heaton, had come 12 miles to the meeting. After I had read this matter, at the close of the exercise, Brother Parcells introduced him to us. He expressed his appreciation of the writing and earnestly solicited that I should give him a copy. I consented to do this. He said, "I will pay you for the same," but I told him I would require no pay. This meeting was, I believe, a success. We have prayed much. We have worked as well to the best of our ability, and only the Lord Himself can work upon the human minds and hearts. But we do feel indeed that if we do our work appointed us to do, and 10 rest in faith, the Lord will cooperate with the efforts made to advance the truth. We shall see of the salvation of God. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. Thursday morning, W.C. White and I again attended the 6 o'clock morning meeting. There were a few more out, and we tried to give them instruction in regard to having a missionary spirit, to seek to let their light shine unto others. If we have the light of life within us, it will shine forth to others in good works. Nearly all bore their testimonies and acknowledged the benefit they were receiving in these morning meetings. Oh, may precious seed be sown that shall bear a harvest. After returning to eat our breakfast, W.C. White and his mother went to the school chapel, and we read important matter in regard to the science of education, in all the human machinery being equally taxed. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. Friday again, W.C. White and his mother attended morning meetings. We were pleased to see Mr. Harris and his wife, who have not taken their position upon the truth. He came from Blank to Sydney and learned of the health home and placed himself under the care of Brother Semmons in the health home. He received great benefit and was advised to visit Kooranbong and to exercise out of doors in chopping wood and in any kind of labor. His wife attended the meetings when I was in Stanmore, and she is convinced of the truth. She thought if her husband should come up to Kooranbong, it would improve his health. He has been to many meetings and attended the morning meetings with her. She always bears her testimony. I spoke with him this morning. He expresses his liking of this place, says he is better health-wise. May the converting power of God take hold upon this man's soul, is our prayer. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. I spoke in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. There was a house well filled. Some more might have been seated. The Lord gave me strength to speak with fervency, for I felt the Spirit of God moving upon me to give a decided testimony from 2 Corinthians 9:10 as applicable to the present efforts we were making to have all do what they could in behalf of our school, which is heavily in debt. And we need still other buildings to be erected to accommodate the students, for they are greatly crowded. There was need of donations. These two chapters were indeed obeyed by the poor believers in the church. Their donations amounted to £50. There are one or two from Dora Creek keeping their first Sabbath. We sent our horses and carriages on Sabbath and brought up from Dora Creek all the teams could bring. Luncheon was provided for those who came. They were to take lunch under the trees, and while they were some 40 eating, one was reading some of the articles for the week of prayer. After the forenoon meeting, there was a social meeting. Articles were first read, prepared for the week of prayer. We see there is an interest all around in this section of country. We are very thankful that we are not in the cities. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Sunday afternoon I spoke from 1 John 3, verse 1-5. The Lord gave me freedom and strength. The house of worship was full, and many not of our faith were present. The Lord gave me His Spirit. This was the last meeting of the series of meetings for the week of prayer. I feel my heart yearning for souls. Oh, that everyone could feel his need of entire consecration to God. Deep, vital, practical godliness is needed so much. At this time, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. Worldly compromise and worldly conformity is the great evil that all who profess to believe the truth will have to meet. The path of duty is becoming obscured in many ways. We are living in a period of time when professed Christians bear but the name and the very slightest resemblance to the self-denying, cross-lifting, Christ-following Christians. God has given us our work as His watchmen. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Isaiah 58, verse 1. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Monday morning, the mail was taken to the post office to reach the steamer in Sydney bound for America. Now I have a breathing spell. I could not write much, for during the week of prayer, I have been full of the work which such seasons require. I spoke once at Dora Creek, and those who came to the meeting seemed interested. We want, if possible, to reach the hearts of the people. I spoke from Matthew 6, verse 19, presenting the closing verses of the chapter, 19-33. There has been some interest at Dora Creek, and we shall follow it up. This has been 10 days of deep interest to very many, if not all. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. It is rainy today and has the appearance of raining all day. There is a regular downpour. The children were unwilling to remain from school, and they were all bundled into the trap, and Touty Horse took them to the school. It is altogether too bad for them to walk. This day we have had clouds and rain. Sarah was sent for by Mrs. Swan to see her husband who is sick with the influenza, which has been prevailing in Sydney and suburbs. He was quite sick. Sarah went in the rain in the light trap. Their house is so open that it is difficult to give proper treatment. She told Mrs. Swan what to do. She is herself quite a nurse, but her husband did not have confidence that she knew how to take care of him. Sarah gave special directions to the wife at her husband's bedside, and they both agreed to carry them out to the letter. We are having calls constantly from a distance of 6 miles and from those who are 3 miles off, at Dora Creek or in other directions. We must erect a building somewhere upon the school grounds that can be used for the treatment of the sick. We read in the Word, "When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Matthew 9, verse 36-38. This indicates not merely the ones whom he addressed. The binding claims were not upon them only, for the reason of the command is because of the destitute condition of the multitudes. As long, therefore, as any portion of the human family are in the situation of suffering, perishing as lost sheep having no shepherd, it will continue to be the duty of the church to help them, not only in their physical sufferings, but in their spiritual poverty, to present to them comfort and hope in Jesus Christ. There are souls that are perishing out of Christ. All this is a great work. W.C. White had much reading to do, of letters from Elder Olson sent from Europe to Kurenbong, giving a lengthy recital of how he found things in Africa. Sister Peck read these matters with other letters to us, which occupied much time. Sunnyside, Kurenbong, Wednesday morning. I am very thankful to my Heavenly Father for the health which He has given me to endure the labor in the week of prayer. The Lord has blessed me in trying to help others to understand what is faith. Oh, how my soul longs to see the church come up to their high calling in Christ Jesus. We are all ready to eat our food every day. Especially here in the colonies, they claim their hour for dinner. Physical strength would fail without suitable food to sustain their bodies. If we are to have healthful spiritual strength, we must live by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. We must feed on the bread from heaven. John 6, verse 57. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. The Halley cow had her calf today. What shall we do with the calf is the question. The rain continues in showers. It is cloudy and disagreeable to be outside, but we have it very pleasant inside. The Lord is good, and I praise His holy name. W.C. White, Sister Peck, and myself have a consultation over matters. Shall Sister Peck take church work upon herself? Sabbath school work which requires thought and which burden she must carry if she consents to serve. She is a woman who, if she undertakes a work, cannot carry it indifferently. She is planning for that work, that it shall be a success. I presented before her that the work that was required of her was very important, and that it would not admit of a divided mind. While we were all together here, we felt the necessity of doing rapidly the best kind of work. I could give her up to do schoolwork and Sabbath school work, as many desired she should do. But the time and thought devoted to that work was needed on the very work in the preparation of my writings for the press. And in the place of one church being benefited, there were the churches and schools all over the world, wherever the truth has found entrance and will find entrance, that need the very matter the Lord has given me for them. I have been called away to Melbourne. I labored in Balaclava and in North Fitzroy and in Ballarat, and then returned to spend two Sabbaths and Sundays at the dedication of the meeting house at Stanmore. All these things break into my work, and when I let it go for these calls, it takes weeks for me to get hold where I left off. Brethren Daniels and Salisbury came unexpectedly to me this morning. We were very glad to see them. They visited a short time, then W.C. White went with them to consult with the manager at the school. Brethren Daniels, Baker, Salisbury, and W.C. White sat at our table and enjoyed the noonday meal with us. We were very glad of the privilege of having these brethren at our family board. It seems quite natural to have our brethren with us, for us to entertain, for it is seldom we have such favors now. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. We were very much engaged Friday. Had conversation with Elders Daniels and Salisbury in reference to the progress of the work and how it shall be molded and fashioned after the divine similitude. We were very much pleased to have the medical missionary work entered into, which corresponds to the last invitation to the supper. The Lord will not be slack concerning His promises. Christian lines of work must be entered into in all our cities. We see poor, suffering humanity everywhere. Thursday, Sarah was called away to visit the Hungerford family. The wife and mother and children were down with influenza. Mr. Hungerford has taken his position upon the Sabbath, and the poor man has had no work for 9 months. My nurse Sarah found a most poverty-stricken home and family. There was not covering for their beds. Old gunny sacks were sewed together and put over them. Clothing for their bodies was scarcely enough to cover their nakedness. We immediately tried to do what we could. Sarah gave the mother treatment which she needed very much, and she was very thankful and much relieved. Friday, the family was visited again. The father was the only one who could take care of the sick child, and he could scarcely stand on his feet. Again, treatment was given, hot baths, and packs. Honey and lemon was prepared for the violent coughs that afflicted all of the family. Brother Willie Simmons attended to the case of Mr. Hungerford. When they saw how willing and glad we were to help them, they were very thankful. Surely these poor people are as sheep without a shepherd. We felt thankful to supply them with the present necessities of life, food, clothing, blankets. They need much more done for them. May the Lord help us to have hearts of pity and benevolence as had Christ Jesus. We want the students, in the place of looking upon horse racing and cricket matches and attending theaters, to look with compassion on the poor, suffering ones who have the misfortune to be poor. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. This day I do not attend church. Elder Daniels spoke to the people. It is seldom we are favored with his presence, and we are glad that he is here to speak to the people. W.C. White and Brother James and his family went to Dora Creek and held services, for there are quite a number there who have no conveyance to take them 3 miles to the meeting. They report a good meeting. My heart is resting peacefully in Christ. I love him, and I want his guidance at every step. We have a work to do to keep the standard uplifted before the people. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Our brethren Daniels and Salisbury were with us at breakfast. We were glad to unite with them in prayer. We feel indeed that the time has come for us to walk by faith. We must move out in action.
Brethren Simmons and Caro came from Sydney, evening after the Sabbath. We had a consultation meeting in the morning in the home of Willie C. White. We had a season of prayer to the Lord for guidance and for wisdom. We knew to him alone could we look, in him alone could we trust, and upon him alone could we depend. He would lead us in a straight path. We did have the Spirit of the Lord in our midst. The Lord has come very near to me in the night season and has presented before me that the only way we can have the cooperation of the Holy Spirit is to live the principles of the truth daily. This will evidence to all, wherever we shall be, that Christ is abiding in our hearts by faith, and he works, not the human agent working himself. We had some things to say in reference to the students in the school having an all-round education and the necessity for the whole school, young and old, to hear the instruction that Brethren Simmons and Caro shall give to the students. This is not to be given to just a class, but every student can lay aside his regular studies and receive information that he needs on these health questions. There has been altogether too little place given to these questions, which means so much. Then those who are advancing in knowledge are to have a living, practical knowledge. They are to become acquainted with the sick right in this locality. Let one who understands how to give treatments take a couple of the students with him and teach them how to treat the sick. Medical missionary work needs more attention than has been given it, and every soul must be awake. Much conversation was given to our camp meetings. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Brethren Daniels and Salisbury were with us at breakfast and at our season of prayer before breakfast. The Lord blessed us in seeking him for counsel and guidance. We must have the wisdom of God and the counsel of our brethren. These brethren spent the entire day in counseling in regard to additional buildings, which are, it seems, a positive necessity. There is not room for the students to be accommodated. I expected the brethren would not leave until Tuesday evening, but they felt they must go. They had done all they could do now, and there were matters they must attend to in Sydney, then return as speedily as possible to Melbourne, and Brother Daniels prepare to go to Western Australia as soon as possible. These brethren left on the Monday evening train. They expressed that this was the most pleasant visit they had ever had in Kurenbong. They had enjoyed the visit all around very much. American mail came today. We did not have much of a mail, but some letters were good. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I slept very well through the night. Commenced writing early at 3 o'clock. The Lord is very merciful unto me. I praise his holy name. Two tramps, as they are called, came to our house. They were from Sydney. They wanted something to eat. We gave them a breakfast, and they chopped some wood. They afterward had dinner, and in the noon meal we gave them a dish of good, hot vegetable soup. They seemed to enjoy it very much. They ate like men who were hungry. We then put them up a loaf of bread and a quart of jam to take with them. They did not look at all like tramps. They were very respectable-looking men. We gave them a roll of reading matter. We thought it might be seed sown beside all waters. Isaiah 32, verse 20. Mr. Hungerford, who has just accepted the truth, came to work. He was very weak, said he felt rather queer. We were not surprised at this, for he had left off his tobacco 1 week ago last Friday, and that false stimulus was gone. He felt the change. He had no appetite for his dinner, but he says he has not felt that he must have tobacco. Says he made up his mind not to use it, and he shall not touch it again. In the forenoon, Brother and Sister Humphrey and Sister Hardy came. They took dinner with us. We were glad to see them. After dinner, I gave them a recital of the coming on to the land here, clearing the land, planting our trees, etc., etc. I told them of the poverty of the people and the condition of Mr. Hungerford's family. He was sick, unable to work in the mill, and has not worked for 9 months. After he decided to keep the Sabbath, the mill proprietor sent for him to take his place on the next Monday. He knew they would not give him the Sabbath, and he did not go to see them. The next day, he and his wife kept their first Sabbath. That was 1 week ago last Sabbath. The family is very, very poor. There is not, in their whole household belongings, £2 worth of goods. While I was talking with Brother Humphrey, he took out of his pocketbook £1 for me to use to get some wearing apparel for the family. When Brother Hungerford left, we took him to Dora Creek, 3 miles, and sent with him quite a lot of things in line of clothing for them to make up for their family. Brother Humphrey said he had enjoyed his visit very much. Sunnyside, Currumbong. This morning I dressed at 3 o'clock. I have written as fast as possible until the breakfast bell rang. I was much in earnest in prayer, and my heart longed after God. I did so much desire wisdom from above. I felt drawn out in prayer for the school teachers and students, and I felt deeply our need of the Holy Spirit's guidance. There is so much danger of our trusting in our own wisdom. I see there is danger of poor human beings taking the management into their own weak hands and thinking they can do a work that is superior to any other of their associates. Oh, this makes me feel so sad and makes me tremble for them. Oh, it seems to be so difficult for human beings to walk humbly with God. They have too large a desire to do so much and to feel that they can devise and plan far more wisely than those with whom they are associated. It seems to me unexplainable. Seeking to be first was the great error committed by the disciples. Sunnyside, Currumbong. I could not sleep after 2:30. I feel thankful to my Heavenly Father for the strength He gives me. I am unworthy, but in the Lord Jesus is my trust. I asked my Heavenly Father for strength and grace, for Christ's sake, to do the work before me to do, to trace the words with my pen that will bring help to some souls. I see the danger for all teachers and people who do not render implicit obedience to their knowledge of the will of God. Many claim to be doing the service that God requires, but it is not so. They do their own will and their own way. In every trouble and perplexity, we have the privilege and invitation, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, verse 5, 6. Here is the danger and inclination of the human agent, to lean to his own understanding in place of trusting our Heavenly Father implicitly. The Lord will honor the faith of those who cultivate faith and trust. This is his assurance. I am the Lord thy God. I will show him my salvation. See Psalm 81, verse 10, 91, 16. Why do we not take the word of God as truth? I am weary, very weary. My anxiety to get everything ready for the mail which should go to America draws hard upon me. I felt relief in being in the open air, riding down to the post office. We took Brother Tucker with us. The twins are having a hard time getting their back teeth. Yesterday they were sick all day. I am suffering considerable pain all through my body. I could not eat my dinner. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I was awake at 2:30 and prepared myself to close up the American mail. I presented my case to the Lord and asked him to bless and strengthen me to bear in mind all that I should remember, that I should not fail in any point. We worked till we had to leave. We, Sarah, my secretary and nurse, Ella White and the twin boys, and Brother Tucker and myself took the mail to Kurenbong. I suffered much pain and felt quite sick for a couple of hours. The severity of the pain passed away, but I could not eat for some hours. Elder Haskell and his wife took dinner with the family about 1:15. I am so glad that the mail day is in the past. Friday was a severe day for me. Our days now are getting the shortest. 1 week more of shortest days, then comes the lengthening process. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I am grateful to my Heavenly Father for a restful night. I slept until 3:00, and then I lay in bed and meditated and lifted my heart in prayer and thanksgiving to God. I dressed and had my usual season of prayer. I ask of the Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Psalm 19, verse 14. I want that the Holy Spirit shall mold me and work me. Cases are continually arising, and we dare hardly make a suggestion, fearing it is our own mind and judgment. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12. When I can thus cast myself at the feet of Jesus in contrition of soul, then I believe and rest in the one who is back of the promise. I will guide thee with mine eye. Psalm 32, verse 8. This is my day of rest, and I greatly desire the presence of my Savior. I am not feeling strong today and did not attend meeting. Elder Haskell gave a good discourse, profitable to all that were present. Our thoughts must be brought under captivity to Christ Jesus, then the words of our lips will be right words, our voice will be used to glorify God.
W.C. White conducted a meeting. There were 40 present at Dora Creek. A Mr. and Mrs. Heaton, living at Dora Creek, are fully convinced on the Sabbath question, but the question is with them, how shall we obtain a living for the sustenance of our family? One daughter is keeping the Sabbath. Oh, that the Spirit of God may lead them fully on the Lord's side. W.C. White called upon the family and found Mr. Heaton and wife at their brother's, living 6 miles from Dora Creek. They came down hoping that there was a meeting at Dora Creek in the afternoon, but were disappointed. W.C. White invited them to come up to his house, and they came and called on me. We had a precious little interview. We took them to the school and left them to unite in their evening meeting. We know they are fully convinced on the Sabbath. In the locality where they live, they have just put up a small house of worship, but have nothing for seats and no money with which to get seats. They want us to hold meetings there, and we shall send an appointment for next Sabbath or Sunday. These places have no preachers. They are as sheep without a shepherd. We shall go to the place this week and see what can be done to help them out.
Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I have not had a very pleasant night's sleep. I was, I think, in need of more food than I have been using of late, but I am very thankful to my Heavenly Father that it is as well with me as it is. I must not in any way complain. I am so thankful that I am as well as I am. Brother Tucker is 82 years old. I can see he is growing feebler, and we feel very tender of this brother because he is a consistent, intelligent Christian. He is one of the Lord's precious ones, never complaining, always cheerful and contented, never making trouble if he can help it. I spoke to the few assembled at Dora Creek. I felt great interest in these poor sheep without a shepherd. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. While at the dinner table, after eating his usual meal, Brother Tucker said he thought this epidemic was upon him. We thought we would give him treatment. He put his hands on either side of his head and said his head ached. Sarah at once attended to his case, and that day was a day of anxious work in his behalf. We feared if the influenza should get hold upon him firmly, there was little chance for him to rally at his age. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I could not sleep after 2 o'clock a.m. This morning, I have every reason to praise God for his loving kindness to the children of men. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I awoke at 2:30 a.m. We are all sad and feel deeply over the case of Brother Tucker. He lives and is not entirely unconscious, but it is evident he is dying. He has no pain, but the life forces cannot be rallied. He is watched by Sarah McEnderfer and Brother Simmons. Both are strictly attentive to every apparent necessity, for our dear and much respected brother cannot tell us anything. He need not assure us of his condition in the dying. We have had in the living the evidence that he is prepared to fall asleep in Jesus, and that he will awake the morning of the resurrection, when all that are in their graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalm 116, verse 15. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Friday, about 10 o'clock a.m., Brother Tucker breathed his last. He passed away peacefully without a struggle. Good is the Lord to let this dear saint pass away so gently. He giveth his beloved sleep. Psalm 127, verse 2. Sabbath afternoon was the funeral discourse to a full house, and the impression left upon the people was good. Sarah has had a great and trying ordeal upon her. Now the end has come, and she is prostrated. Since last Monday, constant, watchful vigilance was required.
Sabbath at 11 o'clock. I spoke to our people assembled in the chapel and read some important matter in regard to the teachers and the students qualifying themselves to do missionary work, and in regard to their making a specialty to receive all the opportunities granted them in becoming acquainted with medical missionary work. This was a kind of education that was essential to the knowledge of how to preserve life and health. It is of sufficient consequence when it relates to themselves, but this instruction not only blesses and benefits themselves, they may go still farther to learn the methods of treating disease without drugs, and in times of affliction have intelligence how to act in sudden misfortunes, and in sudden attacks be prepared to give an outstretched hand, doing the very things that need to be done. And while doing thus, they may use the talent of words to give sympathy. This is precious to the afflicted, be they saints who can respond heartily, or be they sinners who are helped. Those who have not had their hearts touched can respond, and the efforts made in their behalf will be the first step in leading them to come to the great physician who can heal not only physical maladies, but the poor, sin-sick soul. It is such a work as this which will bring the heart and the hand in friendship with all, and prepare the way for the truth of God to make an impression upon the heart. Opposition to the word and work of God will never give way to a storm of denunciation, however much the guilty transgressors may deserve it. The infallible word of God may be opposed and rejected, but the heart may be softened by sympathy revealed for the suffering ones. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Sunday at 4 o'clock, the services were held at the grave, and a large congregation was present.
Many were present from the scattered inhabitants, and we laid away our dead one, who had been a member of our family above 1 year and a half. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. We had articles upon education read by Sister Peck. Then we sought to make that which was personal, general, so we could bring it before the world. Although there is much war and great and decisive action between Spain and America, and there is uneasiness in all the nations, the smiting of war and aggressive warfare, we feel that the angels still have hold of the four winds and that the command will go forth, hold, hold, hold fast the four winds that they shall not blow until the saints of God are sealed in their foreheads. There is a work to be done that is not yet done, in preparing the people to stand in the great trials which will come upon sea and land. Sarah and I rode out about 2.5 miles to purchase lemons. We took the twins with us. Sarah is far from being well. She has been receiving treatment and is not suffering as much as has been. We backed our platform wagon under the trees, and then Sarah could stand up in the wagon and pick the lemons, so it was not taxing to her. The 2-year-and-a-half twins enjoyed this very much, but their hands were not strong enough to pull the lemons from their firm fastening. Sarah pulled fruit for them. These are dear little fellows. We hope that they will be kept in health and that they will be the Lord's, dedicated to Him daily. I love to think the Lord Jesus loved little children and blessed little children, and He reproved the disciples because they were sending away the mothers with the little children who came to Him for His blessing. Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Mark 10, verse 14. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. It is cold, quite cold. The frost lies heavily upon everything, but we have no ice here. At Dora Creek, we hear they have ice 2 inches thick. I thank the Lord I have been able to sleep until 3:30. I praise His holy name for His goodness and much mercy and love to me. I must arise and commence my writing, for I have so much to do. Last night at 6:30, we had a season of prayer for Ella Mae White. She has been suffering with tonsillitis and has been quite sick. We, her father and mother and myself, bowed in prayer for the dear child and presented her case to the great physician who is the one who is the restorer from physical and spiritual sickness. The Spirit of the Lord came in. I felt the blessing of the Lord upon my own heart, and I know Ella Mae was blessed. I felt so sure that angels of God were in that room, and His light and His love were awakening in my heart gratitude and devotion. I left Ella blessed of the Lord. Sarah accompanied me to Sister Hardy's. We took the twins with us. We were puzzled to find the road through the woods. Mr. Hardy was in the bush with his son, cutting a road through the bush, for the rains have made the roads very bad. We tried to find the road in returning home, and were successful. We shall have a better road now to get into where Mr. Hardy lives. We returned home, found Brother Haskell here to dinner. We had a visit with him until near evening. Letters were read that had been received that required him and W.C. White to consider. We trust we had some profitable conversation. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. It is a clear, cold morning, some frost. I could not sleep after 1:00 and dressed and commenced writing. My heart was very heavy. I could not lay off my burden. I pray the Lord to take and bear this burden for me. My heart aches. Sister Hardy and her son Eben came to see us and bring us some oranges we had purchased yesterday. I had conversation with Eben Hardy. I tried to persuade him to come back to the fold. He has given up serving the Lord. I invited him to attend school, and I would pay his tuition at the school if he will consent to go. He does not feel inclined to attend the school. I am sorry.